Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. Dear friends, and welcome to episode 41 of Forever Sound Version. On this episode, I'm going to be checking out some loading or loader tracks from games for titles on a variety of platforms. The track that brought us in was Loading from Salamander on the Sharp X68000, composed by Yoshihaki Hatano and Miki Higashino. Salamander is a scrolling shooter that was released into the arcades in 1986 by Konami. The game is a spin-off to the sprawling and ever-popular Gradius series of shooters. There are so many Gradius and Gradius-related games out there that I think I'm going to do a Gradius soundtrack focus sometime. Anyway, this X68000 version of Salamander came out in 1988 and is more or less arcade-perfect, as they say. Check out some screenshots if you fancy gawping at some fancy sprite work. Salamander has it in spades. Alright then, this episode, Loader Tracks. Why Loader Tracks, I hear some of you ask. Why not, is my response. I suppose it doesn't seem like the sexiest of themes, but hear me out, some of these tunes really are banging. They have to be, really. Bear in mind that these tunes play as you are sat twiddling your thumbs, maybe looking at a nice loading bitmap or something. The developers don't want you to feel bored before you've even started the game, so some crafty music seems like an ideal solution. Loader themes, as far as I'm aware, really got established as a recognisable feature of computer and video games in the Commodore 64's heyday, as many games were released on cassette tape, especially here in the UK where I'm from. It's true that games could also be loaded from floppy disks, but floppy drives could be expensive and quite hard to come by, whereas dataset units were cheap. The loading times from tapes could be pretty lengthy, so this encouraged SID composers to come up with more long-form compositions to show off their chops. As we will see shortly, many contemporary C64 games released over the last decade still feature loader themes. Maybe it's like something of a C64 badge of honour. Let's go with a C64 loader tune next then. Here's Loading Sequence Timed Out from Q-Dex, a real propulsive piece thanks to a brisk driving drum part and some heavy bass lines. The composer is Matt Gray. We'll be right back. Great stuff there from Q-Dex on the Commodore 64. Q-Dex is a sort of puzzle game by Stavros Fasoulis, who also developed the C64 shooters Sanxion and Delta, which are among my all-time favourites from when I first started playing games at my granddad's house. I must have been around 5 or 6 years old. Those games were no joke in terms of difficulty, which might explain why I was so sharp on the 16-bit consoles when I got a little bit older. Enough boasting from me though. Q-Dex is a charming game where you control a rolling ball from a top-down view, navigating mazes against the clock. You have to be pretty tidy on the controls, hence the name Q-Dex, which is short for the Quest for Ultimate Dexterity. You can see why they shortened that one. Next up, we're going to get into some more contemporary C64 games, all released via the excellent software publisher Psytronic from here in the UK. First up, a double feature, a couple of back-to-back loaders, firstly from Hessian, released in 2016, and then from Darkness, released in 2014. Die Hard Forever Sound version listeners may remember that the track Courtyard Pink Cadillac Blood from Hessian was my opening pick in the last VGM Battle episode, which won me quite a high score. The game's loader theme is more of the same rocking action from the SID chip. The loader track from Darkness goes for a different, less upfront style, with synth figures playing in tight clusters of notes against snarling bass pads. Here we go then, the loader from Hessian, composed by Lasse Erni and Peter Nagy Miklos, and the loader from Darkness, composed by Linus, aka Sasha Ziedler. That was Hessingen Loader and Darkness Loader, both on the mighty Commodore 64. Hessian is a very special game to me, possibly my favourite C64 game of all time, and the developer Covert BitOps, which is run by the composer Lasse Oheny, also known as Cadaver, has just very recently brought out something of a follow-up game called Steel Ranger. From what I've played of it so far, it's absolutely stunning in every department. Graphics, sound, gameplay, all fantastic. I imagine I'll be featuring some tracks from Steel Ranger on this podcast before too long. Darkness looks and plays a lot like the ZX Spectrum classic adventure game Saberwolf, a simple but very engaging little title in which you explore a jungle maze, avoiding all sorts of hostile creatures. The rest of the soundtrack to Darkness is every bit as well realised as its loader theme, so there's a decent chance I'll be getting into some of that at some point too. Next up, the loading theme from one more modern C64 game from Psytronic, The Vice Squad, released in 2013. This one is a true rager with some pounding drums and some very tasty use of the SID chip's ring modulation capabilities. I do love myself a bit of ring modulation. Here's Sinister Conflict's Vice Squad Loader, composed by Richard Bayless. We just had Sinister Conflict's Vice Squad Loader by Richard Bayless, a wildly prolific SID composer who evidently knows the chip inside out. You only have to look at his list of credits on the Commodore 64 database, csdb.dk, to get an idea of how many tunes he's responsible for. We're talking about hundreds of SID tracks here. Full respect. Moving on, and we're staying with Commodore but switching over to the 16-bit domain, onto the Amiga. Yes, some Amiga games needed loader themes too. We're about to hear Loading Tune from The Killing Game Show. This piece takes full advantage of the Amiga's sample-based Paula hardware, opening with some crowd noise and developing into an 80s-tastic, pulsating maelstrom of slamming beats supported by vocal samples. It has something of a Rob Hubbard feel to it for me. See what you think though, this is Loading Theme, composed by Ray Norrish. The Killing Game Show. Quite a title there. That was The Loading Tune by Ray Norrish. Really cool stuff there, getting a lot out of the Amiga's four channels. The Killing Game Show is a 1990 run-and-gun game that looks and plays a bit like Turrican, which works for me since Turrican is one of my favourite games on both the C64 and Amiga. It got a re-release on the Sega Mega Drive courtesy of Electronic Arts, under the name Fatal Rewind. That's news to me, so I think I'll be checking this one out after I've finished working on this episode to see if it's any good, and also to hear how the Mega Drive's FM synth-based sound hardware translates this style. Next up, we're going to hear the loading music from the game Zombie, that's Zombi, on the Atari ST. The composer is David Whittaker. Thank you. loading music from Zombie on the Atari ST there. Very melancholic, very eerie, and very unfussy. Generally, I don't think the sound of the Atari ST has anything on the Amiga's poorer hardware, but Whittaker does well to exercise a patient, measured approach to his composition here, setting the player up for what is, by all accounts, a rather harrowing point-and-click horror survival game. In the March 1990 issue of The Games magazine, a reviewer noted, "This game is horrible. I don't mean gameplay-wise, I'm talking about the subject matter. It's so creepy. I nearly jumped out of my seat the first couple of times a zombie attacked. They look like something out of a real-life horror movie, so pull the curtains, turn off the lights, and prepare for a new nightmare." Point-and-click adventure games aren't really my thing, to be totally honest, but I do admire the best ones for their art direction and efforts at producing immersive atmospheres, which I believe the music can play a big part in. Now, we opened this episode with a sharp X68000 track, and we're about to go back to it. Yes, it wasn't just Western titles that had loaders, but some games on Japanese home computer systems had them as well. Here's what is probably my favourite Sharp X68000 loader track, from the baseball game Namatsuke 68, released in 1988. The composer is Yuji Takanuchi. Some very cheerful sounds there from the loader of Namatsuke 68 on the Sharp X68000. I have emulated this game, and I'm absolutely terrible at it, as you might imagine. Upon starting the game, you don't really hear too much of this piece, so it's good to be able to jam on this ripped version. The bass line in particular during the track's second section is a real joy, playing off the buoyant lead melody line. It sounds like what going home after watching your favourite sports team win feels like, which I'm not all that familiar with at the moment, as a long-suffering supporter of Sunderland AFC. I'm following their game against Ipswich Town right now, and we're 2-0 down at half-time. The world is endlessly cruel. I'm going to wallow in my misery some more now, unless something miraculous happens at Sunderland, so let's close things out here. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes on this one. Did you have a favourite? Why not let me know about it? If you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can like this podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can follow me on Twitter. The handle is FSVpodcast. I have one more loader theme up my sleeve, and it's a special one. Here's the legendary Ocean Loader 2, a very well-known Commodore 64 tune by Martin Galway. This tune featured on a number of C64 games published by Ocean, including Arkanoid, Batman and Mario Brothers. It's pretty long, over 4 minutes, but it takes you on quite a journey, spurred forward by a gritty yet bouncy octave-based bassline. If you enjoy this one, you might also like The Other Ocean Loaders by Peter Clark and Jonathan Dunn. This Martin Galway track will always be the top one for me, though. Thanks a lot for listening. All the best for now.